So we have our next guest. We have the clinical director of Alpha 180 and the executive director, Will Crosswell and Nico Dorn. And do we have them on the line? Okay. Hello.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good morning. Good. We've got both of you.
Yes. Sounds like it.
Awesome. Okay. Cool. Well, welcome. Welcome. So you are a sober fraternity in Austin, and please tell us about each of you and what is Alpha 180 and what inspired the idea and who you guys are and yeah.
Sure. Well, firstly, thank you so much for having us on this morning.
You're so welcome.
Very grateful for that. My name is Nico Dorn. I'm the executive director of Alpha 180. And the term sober fraternity was kind of a concept that we've evolved over the last couple of years. We wanted to, in essence, create a place where young adults in recovery could come together, regardless of where they were in that process, and have a place to be a student without feeling like they had to pick between recovery or college. Because, you know, when you say something like collegiate recovery, it sounds almost like an oxymoron. So despite the tens of thousands of young people that are in recovery in that college age range, they didn't really have anywhere to go. So we bought an old fraternity house in the West Campus of the University of Texas, and in the last year got it licensed as a counseling center. Housing and all kinds of services that just support young adults at any stage of that addiction recovery process, but really do it in a way that feels fun, that feels like a community that supports them as an entire person rather than a place that feels clinical or like a hospital. So that's kind of a snapshot of what we do.
That's great. Now, do you just serve students who are at UT?
We serve students at any stage of the process. So we've had a couple of folks complete high school while they've been with us, 7-year-olds and up. Mm-hmm. Most of our students are in community college. You know, pretty typical for someone with addiction to kind of mess up college the first go around because addiction is interfering with that. So these are a lot of that are working their way back to a university setting like UT. Then, of course, we do have some UT students as well.
I see. So anybody can seek you out who is wanting to be sober or you want to serve people who are committed to, no drugs and alcohol, correct?
Absolutely. People that are committed or even a friend or family member seeking help or a loved one, and they don't have to be a current student.
Okay.
They can be someone that just has that on their horizon, and we can kind of help them walk back to that.
That's wonderful. Wonderful.
So what are the services that are offered at the fraternity?
Yeah, so I can speak to that. This is Will, the clinical director. So it's a pretty robust program. One thing we offer is intensive outpatient programming. And so, you know, when we get a student, you know, it's not best usually to throw them right back into the collegiate setting and back in the, you know, rigors of academia. And so, you know, engaging and kind of prioritizing recovery in the initial months is important. And so we offer intensive outpatient programming, which, you know, addresses the underlying issues of addiction and, you know, really gets them stable and healthy and whole before launching into academia and having that recovery piece really solidified. And so that IOP program is critical for that. We offer individual therapy. And then once they're, you know, starting to get back into the, you know, starting exploring college and the application process, we have an academic case manager that meets with them individually weekly to help them with the application and resume and scheduling and, work-life balance, just all the things that come up with, you know, getting back into college and staying sober and just navigating that process. We offer sober living, a structured sober living environment too, where, you know, it's just a really high accountability house, and the guys are helping each other stay sober and doing chores and, you know, just taking care of all that. And yeah, I think probably the most critical thing that has been fostered at Alpha 180 is a community of like-minded and purposeful young men and women who are really passionate about not just staying sober, but also, you know, going forward in their life and not delaying school, but, you know, getting back into school and you know, getting into a career. And so they do that. In the meantime, they're also having a lot of fun and serving the community. These students amaze us. We talk about it all the time. They, on their own, you know, set up service projects on a weekly basis. They were gardening at a nursing home a couple weeks ago. They were at the SPCA last weekend, and all of this stuff without any of our guidance. They're just really passionate about staying sober, helping others, and going forward in life. It's pretty unbelievable.
That's great.
Man,
that's
great. That is a very cool program. And what are the parameters? I mean, who can come in? Is there age limits? Is there age, and is it only male? Describe to us the person who could come seek your
attorney. Sure. So, you know, it's not only male. So we serve men and women. Our sober living is only for men at this time, and we're exploring some other options to hopefully get a female program in the future. But our intensive outpatient therapy, academic support, and the, you know, community events, we have 12-step meetings at our sober clubhouse, for a week. And so that is, you know, all genders. So, and usually, you know, we appeal to the young adults. So like 18 to 30 is kind of who we tend to see, really even 17 to 30. But in terms of if you're in, you know, 50 years old and getting sober and, you know, trying to get back into school or getting your master's, you know, we certainly appeal to that too. And so, but typically it's a young adult.
Now, how do people pay for your services?
So, paying for services, it is a for-profit corporation. It's a very mission-driven corporation, but we are at this time cash for service. So the services such as the housing or academic support are typically an out-of-pocket expense. And many times, very often, we are providing scholarships and discounts to help people. I tell every family, finances should not be the barrier to being able to receive services. So that's an everyday thing with us. With the clinical services, such as the intensive outpatient or the individual therapy, we can utilize families' insurance policies. Sometimes that can be full coverage. Sometimes it's partial coverage. But we've been very strategic in our pricing structure to make sure they're receiving an entire package, everything from dinners to outings, housing, budgeting, academic support, everything within a very manageable financial commitment.
Great. Now, how do you incorporate health and wellness into your program? I mean, this all sounds like health and wellness, all of it, and that you're talking about so far.
Recovery.
Tell us more about, you know, what kinds of services you offer that, and your approach to nutrition or therapy and all that.
Sure. Balance is something that, you know, eludes alcoholics and addicts for sure. We typically don't do well with moderation. And so that's something we definitely try to instill in what we're doing at Alpha 180. And so, part of that is nutrition and taking care of yourself physically too. And so part of our intensive outpatient programming, we have weekly yoga that the students participate in, and they love that, and just kind of incorporating, you know, not just going to the gym, but also kind of the spiritual side of yoga and meditation. We have morning meditation every day at the house. And so, and all the students are welcome to come to that. which is awesome.
Yeah.
We also have weekly dinners that, you know, kind of communal dinners that is available to students as well. And so they cook the dinners and eat together and kind of just share that time, you know, rather than just, you know, grabbing a quick bite on the way to class and just mindlessly just nourish, you know, filling yourself mm-hmm. with food. It's like sit down time to really connect over, you know, a healthy, balanced meal and have that community vibe, you know, and that mm-hmm. is just so important and is critical to what we're doing as well. And so, and when it comes to the therapeutic models, you know, we're, you know, the 12 steps is a big part of what we do, but it's mm-hmm. not everything. That's just one part of the whole when you're mm-hmm. treating addiction. And so, mm-hmm. you know, we incorporate, you know, cognitive behavioral therapy, motivational interviewing. We do a lot of work with shame resilience and identifying trauma and working through that. Just getting to the root causes of, you know, why, you know, why addicts and alcoholics want to change the way they feel. It's not just because they, you know, like to use. It's because they don't right. like feeling themselves, you know.
Exactly.
And so,
yeah.
So really getting to the core of that, treating okay. that, and really instilling in them identity, you know, as not just sober, but, you know, mm-hmm. sober and ambitious and driven. And that mm-hmm. I've seen, you know, is really makes the difference.
Mm. Oh, I love it.
Beautiful.
So can
yeah.
you tell us where you are and how those who are interested in this can find you?
Yeah, so we're located just a couple of steps off of the University of Texas campus, right in West Campus of Austin. It's actually at the intersection of Luther King and Nueces. And then we have housing in the same district. So alpha180.com is a great place to start just to learn a little bit more about what we do. Or you can just call us directly at 833-57-4218. And we'd be happy to speak to anyone that thinks that they might benefit from something like this.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Really, yes.
I mean, you really, it's really want to commend you guys. I mean, it really sounds like you've created a holistic kind of tribe,
yeah.
you know, or your holistic orientation to creating a tribe to support people who want to live life present without drugs and alcohol and, you know, contribute to society and feel good about themselves and move forward in their lives and in a healthy way. I think it's what you guys doing is great.
It's really commendable.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We're so impressed by these guys that we get to work with. I mean, it's just the coolest job ever watching them help each other and, you know, just have these awesome lives. So I really appreciate you commending us, but it's really all about them.
Yeah, well, that's great. Well, thank you so much. It was wonderful talking to you guys and finding out about Alpha 180. And like they said, you can look on their website, alpha180.com, and find out more about this wonderful resource in Austin.
Yeah. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.